Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. And if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we just did a couple of segments with the Disabled Veterans Organization, the Small Business Division of the Disabled Veterans Group of the Department of Defense. You just heard Sergeant Tracy Reap, who was injured and who was an amputee. Lost some fingers and lost his left eye in an attack in 2003 in Iraq. And we talked to Lieutenant Don Halfacre, who the young lady who was lost her right arm. And I forgot to ask her if she was right-handed or left-handed yesterday. I should have done that. But when I have the opportunity to talk with these folks, and you heard them. You heard there how they spoke about what happened to them, how they spoke about their life now, what their attitude is. You didn't hear any pity. You didn't hear any whining. You didn't hear anything at all. These are people who it should really just give you an understanding. It gives me an understanding of the attitude that they have about their service, about what they were doing over there, about what they were sent there to do, in wherever they were, whether it was Afghanistan or wherever it may have been, in Iraq or wherever. And Eva Rosenberg is going to be with us in a minute. She was going to be here at this time, but I've asked her to wait one segment because it brought to mind a story that I wanted to talk to you about that I've written about in the past, and it's a story about Winston Churchill and something that happened to him in World War II. There was a guy named Sergeant James Allen Ward. He was a New Zealander. He was a highly decorated war hero in the King's Army during World War II. Much to his consternation, this very shy young man was summoned to the Prime Minister's office, to Winston Churchill's residence at 10 Downing Street, that famous address. He was asked to go there. He was very concerned about it. He served with distinction. By the way, Churchill had served with distinction himself during the Boer War, and Sergeant Ward was called to meet Winston Churchill because Prime Minister Churchill wanted to meet this man, this hero. The sergeant was so overcome by being in the presence of Churchill that he was struck dumb, unable to answer any of the Prime Minister's questions. Seeing that the hero's emotional state was such, Churchill said to Sergeant Ward, "You must feel very humbled and awkward in my presence." To which Sergeant Ward was barely able to get out, "Yes, sir." Churchill's next response was one that I think about when I contemplate the men and women in our military, active and reservists, like the two folks that you heard today and yesterday. These people and those who are already deployed or standing by to be deployed in the service of their country. Standing in the presence of this unassuming hero, this Sergeant Ward, Prime Minister Churchill said, after asking him if he feels humble and awkward in the Prime Minister's presence, he said to him, "Then you can only imagine how humble and awkward I feel in your presence." Ladies and gentlemen, regardless of how we feel about the Iraq War or anything else, we should all feel humbled and awkward in the presence of those who volunteered to put themselves in harm's way for people that they don't even know. That's the definition of agape love, as far as I'm concerned, ladies and gentlemen. When you're willing to give your life and make that kind of sacrifice, and as these two people that you met today and yesterday were, and they actually did suffer a loss, physical loss, That's the definition of agape love, because they were doing it for people that they didn't even know. There is nothing more heroic. There's nothing more human than that. And my hope for the future of the world, ladies and gentlemen, is not found in government policies. Certainly not in military actions. It's found in the hearts and minds and the selflessness of these volunteers, like Lieutenant Don Halfacre and Sergeant Tracy Reap, the two brave, wonderful Americans, these heroes that you met yesterday and today. So next time you're in the presence of a modern-day hero, like Don Halfacre and Tracy Reap, if you feel as I do, humbled and awkward, congratulations. I would like to think that that emotion makes us somewhat worthy of their sacrifice. 20 Tell, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.